Embedded in a rocky hillside in Colorado is a very unusual type of nursery. This so-called mega den hosts hundreds of pregnant rattlesnakes ready to give birth to their pups. You can watch all of the action yourself, from a safe distance, of course, with something called Project Rattlecam. It's a webcam aimed right at the den and is revealing surprising new insights into the snake's behavior. Scott Boback is professor of biology at Dickinson College and co-leads Project Rattlecam. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So we mentioned that this webcam allows you all to study the snake's behavior. What are you seeing? What's surprising to you?
So we have been seeing a lot of really interesting behaviors, like the rattlesnakes interacting with garter snakes. The rattlesnakes are being seemingly harassed by insects at night. They also exhibit behaviors like rain harvesting behavior.
Yeah, tell me about that.
So rain harvesting behavior is when a rattlesnake coils up in a circle and they flatten their body into a disc shape, like a teacup. And they do this during a rainstorm. And when the rain falls, it collects in between these loops of their body. And because they have such a amorphous, flexible body, they can just turn their head back on themselves and drink the water that has accumulated.
Wow. So what happens after the snakes give birth? Once the babies are born, is that the end of this really great party? Do they disperse?
No, that's a really good question. So when they give birth, the females stick around their babies. And so the babies stay sort of close to the mother and the mother stays close to the babies for a period of about 2 weeks. And they seemingly protect those babies from predators. So during that early time, when a newborn pup comes out from a rattlesnake, it's very vulnerable.
You're talking about this is this unique moment where snakes are congregating together. Are they caring for their individual offspring, or what happens when all the pups are out and about as well?
Yeah, so if you have a whole bunch of expectant mothers together, they don't all give birth exactly at the same time, right? So it's entirely possible that a female gives birth to her babies, but then there's other expectant mothers around. So essentially what you have is the opportunity for other mothers to essentially babysit for the mother that is actually has given birth to those pups. So they may be sharing in the care of those offspring.
What's been your favorite thing to see so far?
I think some of my favorite things to see so far is actually the comments that people are making while watching the video. And it's just fascinating that people are so curious and are making really good observations. They're identifying individual snakes, and they can identify unique features on an individual and name the snake. And that allows us to sort of move forward in tracking individuals.
Are you doing fun names or scientific names?
Oh, the absolutely fun names. The funnest of names. Like sometimes it's descriptive of a unique feature of the snake, but sometimes it's like Mr. Snakey Pants or something.
Actual name, or was that a hypothetical name?
Scott, I haven't looked at the list yet, but yes, there are some really cute names that they've come up with.
If Mr. Snakey Pants isn't a name yet, it should be now. That's Scott Boback, who co-leads Project Rattlecam. Thank you so much.
Thank you.